Hello guys, this is Jasir Rose with w.a.s.weallsurvive. And today I have my surviving friend, Zumaira.
Hi everyone.
And today we're going to be discussing about being a single mother and how that is. And I know many of you guys go through it, and it can be stressful or it could be kind of okay. So I wanted to ask you, how many kids do you have currently?
I currently have two kids.
Two kids. And when did you have your first child?
My first child, who is my daughter, she's my oldest. I actually had her when I was 22, turning 23.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Wow. So it's been a little while, but not too long ago, right?
Yes.
And, like, were you with him when you were with the father of the child?
Yes. So I got married when I was 21. Actually, I was engaged when I was 21, married at 22, and had my daughter at 23.
Okay. Where is it, like, during, like, the pregnancy you guys, like, got engaged? Or, no, you said 21, right?
Yeah.
And you had her at
23.
Okay, yeah. So it's 2 years. Okay, so you kind of did it the right way, the path. Yeah. Were you guys together for a long time?
Yeah, so we were together for 10 years and married for 8.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's, like, so wait, you guys were, like, high school sweethearts or something?
No.
Wait. No. Together for 10 years.
Together for 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, overall. Oh,
married. Okay. Yeah. So how long did it take for you guys, like, dating-wise before getting engaged?
We were dating about a year.
Okay.
Yeah, a year and a couple of months. And then from there, he popped the question. And then six months later.
This is the one.
I guess. Yeah. So we thought.
Right,
so
I thought.
But yeah, no, he popped the question. And 6 months later, we got married.
Aww.
Yeah.
You guys were just like, let's do this. Like, rushed in and got excited. And
yeah, of course. Somebody aww. Makes emotions. Young and naive. So
right. But it's okay. Like, sometimes it works out, though. And sometimes
it doesn't.
Yeah. And that happens. Mm-hmm. But you got two little angels from it. Yes. So that's the blessing in all of it.
Absolutely.
So how long have you been separated?
Over a year now.
Over a year?
Over a year. I've been separated. Goodness. Yeah.
Oh, so it's been, like, kind of like a rough year or like a good year? Like, how is that transition?
To be honest with you, it's been an emotional roller coaster, you know, from already we were having problems towards the end. I would say maybe the last 3 years before our actual separation, we were having problems, you know, just like any marriage,
right.
Any relationship, there's problems and whatnot. But unfortunately, the love that we had just started dying out completely, you know, and it's not just him, it's also my fault. We both didn't kind of let that spark keep going, you know?
Right.
So we kind of let that die. And because of that, things ended up the way they did, and then he left.
And yeah. That probably was, like a wide awakening for you, like, just, like, we're like, oh my God, this is real. And, like, was there, like, that times where you guys break up and you guys trying to fix it? Did that happen, like, marriage counseling or anything?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We've done a lot of marriage counselings. You know what they say, third time's a charm. So this was our third time where we said, okay, this is it. No more. Mm-hmm. And we
just been separated.
No, it wasn't. You know, things happened to lead to our divorce. But it is what it is at this point.
How did you think, how did you break it to the kids? Like, that must have been really hard.
Yeah. So already when our relationship wasn't working, so we were living under the same roof, of course, and it was already hard. Even though our kids are young, we know and we knew that they were already feeling the tension, you know, the environment, the atmosphere was just not the same. So it was really hard, especially to my eldest, you know, it was hard to really break it to her because she knew what was going on.
How many years or months apart? From the first...
Child. Yeah, 3 years.
3 years?
Three years apart. Difference. Yeah, so, but you know, she's older. She's definitely very intelligent.
How old is she?
She's 8.
Aww.
Yeah, and she's
definitely older than.
But I mean, when it comes to her, it's like you can't hide anything from her. She's very observant. She's very smart, intelligent. But with that being said, you know, it was just hard. It was mostly hard for her.
Right.
And I think that what really broke me was to see her cry and devastated.
Oh, no.
You know? Yeah. Especially after he left.
Like, seeing, like, how did that happen? Like, she was at school or something where he was packing and getting... Because that would be really hard to see.
Yeah. No, I think it was a lot easier for me in that aspect, I guess, to kind of accept the fact that he left the house.
Mm-hmm.
Because we came home one day and that was it. He wasn't there.
Did he, like, warn you that was going to happen?
He just took all his stuff and left.
like, so he was planning this. So he
must I'm have, assuming so.
Yeah, like, he really had another place lined up or a situation lined up where he could just do that. Because you, I mean, I can't just up and leave my place, you know? Yeah,
like, no, of course.
So that's kind of, like, I could feel it. That's, like, you were prepared because it's, like you said, it's over time. And you kind of just knew it wasn't working. But to see, still to walk into that, you probably felt like, oh, my God, like,
This is really happening.
Right. Yeah. And it's probably, like, then you have to see your children see your reaction. And you see their reaction. And it's, like,
yeah.
And then try to, like, keep it together. That's hard in the moment. It's very hard. But you're strong and, you know. Like I said, it's probably, like, it's sometimes better off that way.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, my kids feel the tension, and that's something you don't want for the kids.
No, absolutely.
Some people do stay for the kids.
And I think that was my biggest mistake mm-hmm. at one point. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'll tell anybody, you know, whether you're a man or a woman, you cannot just stay with the person that you're with because of your kids. You know, I get it. We all want that, like, picture perfect family.
Right.
Unfortunately, it doesn't exist.
Right.
Is there problems? Absolutely. But if that connection with you and your significant other is not there anymore, don't force it.
Right.
Because you know what? Time flies. Your kids are going to get older. And that's one thing that I realized. Like, you know what? My kids are going to get older. They're going to find a significant other and they're going to leave. And then I'm going to be stuck with the person that I'm unhappy with.
Right.
And I don't want that.
Right.
You know? So, definitely I tell anybody, just don't force yourself.
If you could prevent from a broken home, I would say, like, where it's different moms and different dads and different homes like that, go for it. But if you can't, then obviously, like, my personal opinion would say is to move on and find your happiness, because your kids won't be happy just because you're staying, because they're going to feed that energy and they're going to see it, and it's going to be where they might have trust issues and become violent or something because they're, like, building up anger from seeing what their parents are going through,
right?
You know, and then you become your worst part of yourself because you're not happy.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And then we don't want that. There's things I've done in my relationships that, like, I never think I would do, but I've done it because I've built up anger,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you become something that you're really not.
I know.
You know, I guess we are a part of it, but we're not, that's not who we really are, you know? So how is the transition? Because are you what they call a bitter baby mom? You know? I don't know.
Listen, I am no baby mama drama. I can guarantee you. And honestly, there's no point.
Right.
There really is no point. Listen, he deserves to be happy. I wish him nothing.
Really,
yeah,
I
wish.
Of you.
Yeah, no, I wish him nothing but the best. You know, he deserves to be happy, just as I myself deserve to be happy. And honestly, I don't want anything bad to happen to him. At the end of the day, he's the father of my kids.
Right.
You know. And I want him to be there. I want him to be involved in my kids' life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I hear so many stories where, like, baby mamas are like, oh, no, you know, I don't want you to see my kids. And, you know, then you hear, you know, baby daddy talking all this smack about their baby mamas. And it's
right.
like, because you guys create that tension.
Right.
There's no point. I think at the end of the day, we have to try to co-parent as much as we want to, even though we might, you know, nag at each other. But you will never hear me badmouth him to anybody, you know, and I expect the same from him as well.
Right.
But honestly, I wish him nothing but the best, and he deserves to be happy, and I hope with who he's with or who he's going to end up with, treats my kids most importantly well, you know?
Right.
And I hope he learns from his mistakes.
Right.
Most importantly. Like, you already got out of his long relationship, your marriage as well, so I hope you don't make the same mistake twice.
Right.
Learn from it.
Right.
That's it. That's what I'm doing.
Sadly,
I'm learning.
At this age, I feel like people just stop learning from things because you're past 25, you're stuck in your ways. And then it's like, what next? Like, you know, I've learned that when you see the red flags, believe them. You have to just see it for what it is. And if you can't tolerate, go. Because changing people is just, it's very rare. It's so rare.
It's hard.
You know, because...
It really is.
And I'm not saying people can't change, but they have to want to change for themselves. It can't be like, oh, because my girl wants to, or your man wants to, or you know what I mean? It has to be you want to.
Oh, of course. Listen, whoever's going to be into you, whether it's starting a new relationship, if they're really into you, don't make that change.
Right.
You know?
But on their own.
Absolutely.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
on their own.
Yeah. I've noticed they can say all they want and they still are who they are. It's who you want to be and who you are sometimes two different things.
And actions speak louder than words.
Right.
All the time.
But so the transition to like living in two separate homes and stuff like that, how is it was in the beginning compared to it to now? What are the difference and or is there a difference?
I mean, honestly, yes. In the beginning, there was no transitioning with the home with my kids because they were with me 24/7. I think maybe now, the last 2 months now, my kids will go with their father every other weekend. And then, you know, they'll see their father during the week as well.
All right. So what was stopping from... He didn't see them for those all those months?
He did see them. He'll see them, but the kids never slept over with him where he was at. They never stayed with him over the weekends, anything like that.
It was just more, you were more like a mama bear, right? Like, nervous for how things were, or just...
No.
It's a different situation.
Yeah, just a different situation. I think mostly he wanted his own place, you know, which I respect and I get. But at the end of the day, you know, we knew that we had to start this transition because unfortunately when it comes to divorce, yeah, there's shared custody or whatever the case might be.
Gets a little messy too, probably.
Yes.
And then you got to keep everything, so that was great of him. He didn't argue. Oh no, it's
it's an argument there. Yeah.
Okay.
It's an argument there for sure. Oh. But it's in the works.
Okay. So it's still in the works.
Yeah.
Oh no. So it sounds like lawyers.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
lawyers are involved.
It's the house, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh my god, that's like, it's so scary to like, I happened to like almost move in with someone twice in my life, and that transition where I just automatically regret it already because like, what if something happens, you know? And it's scary, like even if I'm getting married, I want a backup house. Just like this apartment, I love my apartment, it's very homesy. It's like, I mean, even when I get my dream house, unless I'm ready to move in with my man, I might keep this, but they don't understand, I'm not letting it go. Because if he, like, we just don't work, I can't be there. Or he can have this place or something. Just, I need a getaway. Because I've learned things don't always work the way you want it to work. And then to fight over that kind of stuff, like, it's stressful.
It is.
And it makes you have gray hair.
You're telling me, girl. That's why I got my girl Kelly, who hooks me up when she can.
She does people's hair very nice.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
Only person who does my hair.
Yeah,
that's it.
And she gives people like our dark hair, like blonde. But I can't, like, I can't dye it that way because of the bleach, because my hair breaks instant. So I'm like, oh my goodness. But I know she probably could make it really nice, but like she said, it's gradual. I'm very impatient, so I was like, oh,
listen, trust the process, because she is a goddess when it comes to hair. I'm telling you,
you know, sure. I know, I've seen her work.
Yes,
she's amazing.
It is,
especially if you want to be blonde.
Mm-hmm. Right here.
Right. So how do your kids now, like they're okay with the transition? Like, do they talk to you about it? Do they ever like say, I miss you guys together? Like, you know, there's some kids that, you know, that go through that and they're trying to get mommy and daddy back together. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, it has happened. Mm-hmm. I guess I would say maybe a couple of months already when, their father left the house.
Okay.
You know, my daughter would come to me. She's like, where's daddy? Can daddy come back? Mm-hmm. You know, why can't you and daddy be together?
Right. What do you really say?
You know, when she tells me that, I'm not gonna sugarcoat anything, you know, because if there's one thing as a mother, just speaking for myself, of course, you really gotta talk to your kids, but talk to them with honesty, because there's no point of lying to them and saying, oh no, you know, this is just for a little bit, you know, daddy will come back, or people be like, oh well, you know, daddy is working, and you know, that's it. Like, no. I was honest with her, and I told her, I'm like, you know, unfortunately, things didn't work out between mommy and daddy, but mommy and daddy are friends, you know, and we will forever be part of your life and your brother's life, and that's the most important thing. I mean, of course, tears aroused, of course, and there's been times where I would cry myself in my room or in the bathroom, like in the shower, because I didn't want my kids to see that, you know? And I think going through all those changes and those transitions, it was really hard, because it's like, damn, like, all those years, and, you know, you built a family, you built a house, you had everything, you know, so you thought, but nobody's perfect.
Right.
Things happen. And most importantly, I'm a strong believer in God, so I thank God every day that I am where I am today. Am I in a perfect situation? No. Right. Am I ever going to be? Probably not.
Right.
But by God's grace, I'm alive. I'm well. My kids are doing well as well. And that's really all I care about. Right. Is me and my kids.
So that's, I get the whole, like, the emotions, the process you have to go. It's like the stages of grief and anger and all that stuff, because I give you props, because if it was me, I might, like, well, only if there's probably cheating, but I would say if I kept my, like, husband cheating on me, he's burning in the house with that girl. Like, I'm like losing my shit. And then we say that, but then, you know, but then, I don't know, I really feel like I would lose my shit. And if you have it together, like, I know it's not perfect, it's not, but you handle it way better than some people I've known that handle it. They are just like, they can't date anyone, like, I wish him, like, you know, the worst. And I'm not gonna lie, I might be a bitter baby mom. And it's like, I want to be cordial, I know I should be cordial. But if that child of mine says mom to that, I might go crazy. She won't exist anymore. Where did she go, mommy? I don't know.
She's not here no more.
Right? No. Goodbye.
I mean, you know what? The point of the matter is, you know, it's gonna bound to happen.
Right.
You know, sooner or later, he'll have his girlfriend, and sooner or later I'll have mine, you know, and if things were to get serious with that significant other, you know, they're going to be part of our kids' lives, you know? Right. So that's...
Oh, that meeting will be so awkward the first time. I feel like that's, like, tension. Like, once it happens and if things didn't work out, but you're, from my understanding, I know we haven't said on here, but, like, you make the person wait before really meeting your kids. You take your time in it.
Yes,
you know, I do. Is, I believe, is very important, because it can get very confusing. And, you know, what if it doesn't work out again? And then you're having to start, and then you're like, all right, there's a new person.
Yeah, no.
So you want to wait a while.
Yeah.
But you also do want to see how they are with their kids.
Oh, no, absolutely. So, absolutely. No, definitely. And that says a lot, you know? I mean, again, I'm taking it slow.
Right. I get it.
I'm taking it slow. But I mean, hey, listen, I always say a man that can appreciate you and your kids, I mean, that's a real man. Nowadays, right. you see men that just want you, and they're like, oh, you got kids? Like, no. It's like, no. You're going to be with me? It's not just me. I got two little ones, too. You know? It's like a saying in Spanish. Es el combo completo. El paquete completo.
It's a package deal.
Yeah, of course.
So, talk about that. I actually don't date guys with kids. But it's not because of the kids. I love kids. But there's one
baby
thing.
Mama.
No, not baby mama.
Really?
I can handle that girl any day. It's not that. It's one thing that I really want, and it's the moment of when I have my first child, I want to have someone that's not experienced, so we can share that moment together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I had a kid, like, I have a kid and it didn't work out, and I'll date a guy with kids, and I have a kid too, so, but the point is that, like, I just want to share that experience, because, like, you and your, you know, your ex-husband, you guys shared that experience together.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it would have been different if he had a kid already, or if you had a kid, like, when you have a kid again, you're kind of, you already know the process, you don't have so many questions, you're still nervous a little bit, and you're still, but it's nothing like your first kiss, or, like, your first time you had sex, or the first time of anything, so we're back from our break. I give you props for, like, being very grown about it, you know, accepting what is, and even though it didn't go in your favor, you know, or either your favors, you know, I'm sure you both tried very much, and it's just hard to actually come to terms to that. So, like, especially because you have kids, it's not like a regular separation where not anything's regular, but, like, putting someone else's feelings involved beside your own is really hard, because now you have to, like, try to put an act out. You can't just cry randomly and, like, without having to at least go into another room. You know, sometimes you just want to break down, like, as soon as you come in the door of the house and you're just, like, so overwhelmed, you can't do that. You know, I mean, you can, but then would you want that your kids to see that? You know, and some people's like, I want to see, you know, so my kids to see, so they see, like, it's okay to cry, which it is, it's good to show the emotion, but you also don't want your child feeling bad for you and feeling like they have to be the one to comfort you. You know, even though it's, you know, your kids do comfort you, but it should be in a different way. you know, because then they start trying to be grown at a young age.
Yeah.
And that's, and I get, and that's another good reason why separation is good. It's like the child doesn't need to grow up faster, you know, because it's a happy home now.
Yeah.
You know, and there's still going to be arguing, of course, probably between you, because you're going to have differences, and then holidays and birthdays.
That's
and,
where we are right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's getting your children for Christmas?
He is.
Oh, that's a wrong. Yeah. And you got the New Year's Eve. You got the Christmas Eve, right?
Well. So, no. So, right now, for example, so we have shared custody in a sense. Mm-hmm. But the kids live with me, for sure. So, I'm the primary giver and whatnot. But every other weekend, they're with their father. And
it happened to be on that weekend.
And it happened to be on that weekend. So, of course, being Hispanic, we don't celebrate the 25th. We celebrate the 24th. That's when we go all out. Mm. So, you know, that's his weekend. So we're kind of still working out the kinks. So I'm hoping that at least I get to have them on Christmas Day for a couple of hours, at least so they can open their gifts and whatnot. But I had them for Thanksgiving, and obviously I'll have them for New Year's, because either way, he's not going to be around for New Year's, but still. So I guess it's a blessing because I get to start the New Year with my kids. So
right.
Yeah.
Blessing and a curse, I see.
Yeah.
But do you guys actually really argue about it, or it's kind of like, this is okay, like a scheduling, like with the boss, where you're like, all right, well, I'm busy, I can't do this, or like, are you guys kind of like there where it's kind of smooth, or you still have these arguments where you have to like really get into it to get your point across, I guess?
No, I mean, I guess it fluctuates. Mm-hmm. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But that's the sucky part about text messaging, because sometimes how you text, you could read it wrong, or vice versa.
Right.
So sometimes when he does text me, and I'd be like, oh, you trying to argue with me now? Like, okay, no problem. And that's when I go ahead and I get, you know, the voice memo, and I'd be like, look, I'm not trying to argue, but this is what's going on, you know?
Right.
Because we don't conversate on the phone. We don't. We do not talk. Okay. And if we do, it's once in a blue moon, and it's not even through my phone, it's through my daughter's phone. And like, I'll be like, okay, baby, call your dad. I gotta talk to him.
It's so weird though, like to like go from talking to him every day to just like it can be a week or two, and you know, well, the whole point is you don't usually speak to your ex, but because of your kids you do. So like having to still have them around is still kind of like, even when I feel like you're over it, you're never truly over it, for it takes a long time. Like even if you moved on with someone, it's still like a little like part of you are just like, it's, you know, maybe it's different for other people. Yeah. Some people could just be completely over it. I just know from my personal experience, you think you're over, and then there's a random moment, you're just like, why?
Damn, so, I mean, I don't know if I guess, because I'm an Aries, I'm that, that cold-hearted, you know?
You know what? I don't know why we're cool. You know? You're an Aries. Oh, my God, yes, I gotta run.
I'm an Aries, so it's like, I'm the type of person that I have a big heart. I really do. For me, that's a blessing and a curse, because because of the simple fact that I have such a huge heart, I'm so nice, and I'm like so attentive to people and whatnot, and unfortunately they take the best of me,
right?
But I no longer let those people take advantage of me. Have I been taking advantage? Absolutely. But once I say no, I'm done. Like,
no,
I don't care what history I had with you. You could have given me butterflies, I could say I love you, whatever, you could give me the moon and the stars, but once you mess up and I gave you the chance, it's like three times, you're out, honey. That's it. Like, I'm done.
Right.
I will be that type of person where I'll even forget you even existed.
That happens to me too, but like only to those that it wasn't in my life that long.
Yeah.
Like, you can't forget 10 years, you know?
Yeah.
That's like different, you know? But I've actually had guys come up to me and be like, oh, hey, what's up? I'm like, who are you? And then it took me months. And it was like in high school one time. And it was some person I used to hang out with in my house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, he thinks I'm like, and I went up to him and I was like, oh my God, like, I'm so sorry. He's like, no, like, I'm just like, my bad. He was cute too. Now he's a porn star.
Oh
yeah, I mean, that's well. I felt like because he's out there.
Ain't nobody want what everybody can get,
right?
No, yeah, thank you. I know I don't. Exactly. Listen, what's mine is mine. I do not share.
Right, same. Mm-hmm. I am not into those threesomes.
No,
all that stuff.
No, nope. And just like what I posted the other day, I'm like, if another female is getting the same energy that you're giving me, or even just a little tap bit, I don't want you.
Yeah,
I don't want you. Go ahead with her. No,
I totally agree. Mm-mm. I'm the exact same way. So like, as a Taurus, I'm a Taurus. We both both have horns. So,
yeah.
You know, we understand each other, yeah. But we all, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah,
we can what sign was your ex-husband?
He is November. I think he was a Scorpio.
Set. Scorpio, okay.
Oh, Jesus, he was a Scorpio, I think.
Okay. I don't know much about them. So I was like, maybe if he was like a Taurus and Aries, I feel like we, like, good as friends, but in a relationship,
no, that's honey.
Yeah,
when it comes to Scorpios,
that's not bad. It didn't sound like a good
round. You better run. Hide everybody. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, not everybody's
the
same.
I gotta hide the, you know, the girls too.
Let's not start with them girls. No, I'm just kidding. No, I am not even gonna throw shade because I have some really good friends that are Scorpios. But just like any other sign, you know, you got them good ones and then you got them some bad ones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Got some bad eggs in that bag.
Yeah.
Yep. I get sure. it. So. Now that you know, like, the holidays and you guys, is that by the, like, the court or did you come up with your own system?
No, that's by the court. So, originally, I know, I came up with the schedule. I was like, all right, you'll have the kids, you know, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and every other weekend. Mm-hmm. The only reason being is because the kids, yes, they live with me and they're with me all the time. But, again, my kids need that father figure in their right. life, regardless of what had happened between us in regards of the whole divorce situation.
Right.
They need their father, you right. know, and I don't care. I tell him, I'm like, listen, I don't care. You could be mad at me. You could hate me, whatever the case may be, because, you know, I decided not to make this work anymore because of what you did. Mm-hmm. Fine. But that's it. Like, don't take it out on my kids. Like, my right. kids have nothing to do with what's happening between me and you.
Right.
So you need to be present.
Right.
You know, my.
Was he trying to not be present at one point?
You know.
And you don't have to share that.
No. It's not that he was no. You
I think
know
it
what?
Was just a lot for him at that moment.
Yeah, it was a lot, and I get it, and I right. get it because again, like you mentioned, people take it differently, right? So 10 years is 10 years. I know it was hard for him,
especially letting go.
Yeah,
like, even
yeah.
if you're over it, it's still like letting go of history. Something like you said, he was wanted to spend your life with you. So like,
yeah.
getting that out of his head is. For anyone is
it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. So I mean, listen, he's a great father. He really is. He's a great father to my kids, and that's what I really appreciate about him. And most importantly, that's why I want him to continue to be part of my kids' life for sure.
Right. So now that they're getting older and when you see your kids with, you know, meeting your new partner and stuff, how is that gonna be? Like, how are you gonna transition to it? Like, also to meeting the other partner, like all together, like, are you guys gonna have birthday parties together? Like, you can't do like two separate birthday parties forever. No. So like, how yeah. is that gonna go?
Well, I mean, I already met her, but I didn't meet her the way I kind of expected to meet her.
So it was by accident or something?
No, it's I found out, and it wasn't even from him. It's just that, listen, we live in a small town.
Oh, okay.
And not just a small town, we just live in a small world because right. word gets around, you right. know. And social media, listen, if you ain't posting it, somebody else is posting it.
Right.
That's how I found out.
Oh, no.
That's all I'm going to say. And I was like, oh, okay. Mind you, we had the conversation because...
But were you guys, like friends on social media? I'm not knowing. Like,
No. So, no, not at all. That's okay. the thing. But like I said...
People know people. And
people know people. And people's like, you know, people, I guess they kind of least expected that you being posted, but they posted you mm-hmm. with your new boo, which is fine. I have no problem with that.
Right.
But I don't know her like that, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's when I'm not going to be a little mama bear. I'm going to be a lion.
Right.
Legit. You know, like, I'm going to be a lion to my kids. Like, don't mess with my kids.
Right.
So, and the world that we're living in right now is so scary. So yeah. all I asked was, you know, hey, listen, whenever you do start a new relationship, with someone serious, you know, introduce me to her. Not in a bad way, just introduce me to her. Be like, hey, listen, this is my, you know, the mother of my kids and so and so, and I just want to introduce you to her, you know, especially if you're going to be around my kids.
Right.
You know, because clearly they've been around, but it's, which is fine. But at the end of the day, I always say, like, as long as, you know, she treats my kids the right way, it's not a problem. We're not going to have a problem.
So you guys started dating quite early, I feel like. Because, like, you guys were together for 10 years.
Yeah.
And then, usually, I'm not saying that early. Maybe it's early to some, or not early, you know, because yeah. You said you guys only been separated for a year, right?
Over a year, yeah.
Over a year?
Yeah, over
oh, okay. a year. Mm-hmm. So, all right, this sounds about right then, because I'm like, a year? I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. No, we've been separated for over a year,
like,
now. Yeah.
There's no time to lose. Well, I mean, if you find someone, it happens. But I'm like, yeah, both of you on the same time, like, and I was like, wow, like,
yeah, this is. Well, I don't know about the same time part, mm-hmm, because at least I know mine is still kind of fresh, mm-hmm, you know. But like I said, and I know I shouldn't be assuming things, but that's. But you know, I guess it's just common sense. Like, if that person is around your kids a lot, mm-hmm, then y'all been at it for a good minute. You know what I'm saying?
You would hope.
Yeah, you know, because again, and I guess everybody's different, but me, I've only been 6 months in, mm-hmm, and I'm still very kind of delicate when it comes to my kids.
Right.
You know, don't get me wrong.
And you
person hope. Is great, phenomenal, whatever. I mean, to me, it's a blessing. I'm very happy. But I just don't want to be that mom to bring, you know, get my kids involved, right, so soon, you know, because you just never know. I mean, God forbid, but I just don't want to set that example to my kids. I think it's just too soon.
Did you have that conversation with him where you're like, can you not just bring anyone around, like, to, like, give it some time? Do you guys have, like, a time frame?
No, we didn't. The only thing I did mention to him was that he needs to be careful. Mm-hmm. He needs to be careful because already if she is really involved in my kid's life the way that she is right now, I'm hoping and I'm praying that they stay together,
right,
for a long time.
Right.
You know, because, again, I have a daughter, I have a son. Mm-hmm. And even though they're opposite sex, they're still seeing that example.
Right, of course. Know? So I totally agree with that. I would have that discussion if it was me. Like, I would be like, so, you know, just be like, listen, I would like you to at least be dating the person for 4, 5, 6 months, something. So there's some steadiness to it. So, like, there's, like, an idea. That's what I would do if I was in a situation. But then when you're in a situation, it's different. But because, like, when you love someone and you want, because you also want to test it, like we said earlier, you want to test that out if they're good with your kids. You want to be with them and then they're like, you know, I don't know what to do here. You know, I had it happen to me. Just, I had pets, you know, and then I asked people, like, do you like dogs, cats, and cats? And they'd be like, yeah. Next thing you know, they're around my pets. Oh my God, get this thing around, like, away from me. And I'm like, but I asked you because I had pets. And then, like, well, I'm allergic. Well, you failed to mention that.
Like, like, what?
You know, I'm asking for a reason. And he's like, oh, my God. Well, I guess we can't come to your house. And I'm like, oh, guess not. And maybe we'll never be together again. Mm-hmm. You know, because, like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
You know, like, they're not going. And they actually said, you're going to have to choose.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Let somebody come tell me I'm going to have to choose between me and my kids. Kind of be like,
I don't think that's even a discussion.
No.
Like, I mean, pets, people are more obviously like say that and I guess not feel so bad. But I mean, there is people out there that do that with kids too,
absolutely,
which is crazy.
Because
I'm like, especially if it's a woman, like, it came out of me. So no.
Yeah.
And but it takes balls for some to ask that, you know.
Listen, you'll be surprised what men and women nowadays they be saying to their other significant, like, depending on what situation is. You just don't know what to expect,
right,
anymore.
Yeah, I've seen that, like, only in movies though, like, where the man just, like, leaves his whole family, mm, and, like, never sees the kid and says sorry to the kid. And,
oh no.
And then goes with, mm-hmm, the new family.
No,
like,
no.
What? Like, you can't do that to a child. Like, they're gonna grow up, like, hurt and, like, thinking there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
And even though, you know, as much as a mom would say over and over and over, it's not you, you're perfect, still gonna be, like, that empty hole, like, well, obviously something is wrong.
Yeah.
You know, because this is not even about you anymore, mm-hmm, all right? Like, he's not seeing me either.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So, and it's not funny, but it's
still
the point, like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, like, what do you do to, I don't even know what to say to a child like that. Like, you know, that's in that position, or the mom, or even, like, the father, or the mother leaves, or something, and just.
Oh, I know, that has to be so tough.
You know, some people just, they get nervous, and they break down, and they just go, mm, and leave the parent by themselves to figure it out, and that's really hard. There's no right way of dealing with something like that, because you're, like, children are so, like, they're sponges, they absorb everything.
Yes.
And it's just, I feel like they're more emotional than adults because we have less patience than kids.
Yeah.
You know, but they're more emotional than us, from what I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have one more question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the advice would you give to other single moms like yourself, even in different situations, like a general, like, you know, maybe a statement or something like that? Like, what would you give advice to make it kind of a smooth for their situation?
Listen, I always say one thing for sure. Overall, you got to remember that you got to try your best to co-parent, because no matter what, that's always going to be the father of your kids,
right,
or the mother of your kids. You know what I'm saying? And there's no, like, okay, well, you're no longer going to be, you know, the father of my kids or the mother of my kids. No, you guys are stuck together, period, right. Whether you like it or not, no matter who comes into your life. So I think overall, all I could honestly just tell people is, you know, try your best to co-parent with whomever you have that problem with the mother or the father. And for the single moms, it's not easy. It's not easy. Right. It really isn't. But it's not impossible neither.
Right.
Whether you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, who knows how many kids, but you can do it.
Right.
Absolutely. You just got to really just keep your head up, move forward, and not give up. Not give up, because at the end of the day, your kids are the ones that are looking at you. You are your kids' role models. And you just have to show them that, listen, even though mommy's alone, but mommy's strong. Right. Mommy's independent and mommy can do this.
Mm-hmm. And like, your kids will see that. You know? Even like if things are not smooth between the co-parenting, they'll pick up on it. And then, God forbid, when they're older, they'll be like, well, this is what mommy did, so.
Yeah.
We want to show, like, the whole point of being separate is just be happy.
Yeah.
You know, even if, let's say, some people don't want to be separated and it was like a one-sided decision, I mean, you still have to accept what is.
Yeah.
And even, it's hard sometimes to swallow that pill because it's not your choice anymore, but this is what it is, and you have to learn that life happens and we can't always control things, and it's out of our hands, and when that happens, we make the best of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, like I was saying earlier, I might go crazy, but I'm going to try to make the best of it, you know, I guess. You know, it's just so different, you know?
Yeah.
To each your own, okay? But I'm just, you know, trying to look out. I know, call me crazy. Better mom probably would be me. Because, I'm waiting so long to get, like, you know, married, and I'm trying to make it the right decision, it still happens. No matter how much you prepare, you don't have a crystal ball to know what's gonna happen.
Exactly.
But I would say the advice we said earlier, do not stay if you're not happy.
Absolutely. Do not force
because that just brings too much energy, bad for yourself, for the kids, and like you said, who's gonna be with you when the time is up and they're all out of the house? And you're stuck laying next to the devil, you know?
Yeah. You know, listen, and not just that, but imagine, like, starting to date all over again when you're in your 50s or in your 60s. No, thank you, honey.
It actually happens. And I'm surprised, you know, my grandfather does that. And, yeah. Well, this is all the time we have, so I want to thank you for coming.
Thank you.
As her new room calls.
Yes. Thank you, thank you.
All right, guys. Don't forget to subscribe and like. Bye.